Well, guys, we're back, and the sports world just can't catch a break. I mean, can we catch one break here? I mean, everything the sports world does try to move forward if we just take two steps back. I mean, all this just happened at the worst possible times. We're just about to get over Corona, and then this whole George Floyd thing happens. Terrible things going on in the world. It's just messed up. I really can't blame some of these African-American players for doing what they're doing. I mean, they gotta stand up for what's right. I totally respect that. Really cool to see some of the NBA guys protesting in their cities. Who was it? Did Jaylen Brown drive like 15 hours to Atlanta? Was that him?
Yeah, that was him.
He drove 15 hours for a protest.
Westbrook and somebody else was out there protesting.
I mean, sports are awesome and stuff, but
was out there, too.
There are things that are bigger than sports. But we're just going to give you an update about all four major sports and where we're at today. I mean, we really thought mid-June, we thought we'd be back, right? In March, we would have been like, mid-June, we'll be back. But still, we are...
No, I had total doubts. So we're still coming back.
Well, we're still stuck in the dirt. So, we got the original three back today. Brandon, why don't you tell them about how your summer's been going? How the pool's looking? What's going on with your summer? How you been keeping busy?
It's been busy. A lot of work and a lot of tennis.
He's a big Royal Pools guy. He's probably the best pool guy in this area. If you need an in-ground pool, hit up Royal Pools.
Shout out
Royal Pools.
Yeah, free clout right there. Free plug.
And you also picked up a new hobby. What?
Is that your neck?
My neck?
Yeah.
What
are
you
doing? So I hear you're the next Rafael Nadal now. What's going on with that? You're really playing $100 a set.
Got some serious gambling problems.
So two guys with no tennis background is playing $100 sets.
Whoa, I made varsity as a freshman. I don't know. I just decided not to play.
Did you though?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that.
What? You don't remember that? I went to all the fucking pranks.
You went to like four conditionings.
Went to tryouts, and you guys were all making fun of me. I was like, fuck this, I'm gonna play tennis.
Damn, we got in your
head. Tennis was fucking.
Nah, thank God I didn't play. That shit was okay. Talk to David Long at practice, though.
David Long, he's a beast.
David Long, whatever he is.
And Cotter, little Cotter was a monster.
What about you, Dar? What? How'd you start your summer been going? What you been doing?
It's been an unemployed summer.
No sports? Bunch of sands. What do you do without the sports in the summer?
Just this.
Bunch of sands.
Bunch of sands. That's how the summer's been going.
Gotta get back out to shots pretty soon.
So for a guy with your major, Dar, in sports marketing, and you're a year away from graduating, is this like getting your head at all?
Nah, not really.
Not you're staying clear-minded?
Yeah.
I know it's still a year away. A lot can happen in a year, but I don't know. Just
got a plan set out.
It's definitely different from your perspective than ours, you know?
Got a plan set out, and I think I'm doing pretty good right now.
And marketing's marketing, too. If you can market sports, you can market food, you know?
Goes hand in hand.
If you can market, you can market. I've actually been really busy, my full-time job, stick talking, and this is the full-time job, because I am still unemployed. It is June 15th, I'm still unemployed, jalapenos turned me down, and here we are. Podcast has made $3 so far, haven't cashed out, but this is how we live. This is what's going on in the garage, so let's get to it. All right. Let's hop over to the NFL. Okay. Are NFL players underpaid or overpaid?
NFL?
It depends what position you're going
in. Yeah. They definitely overpay the quarterbacks, I feel like.
You don't realize this. The salary cap's $140 million. There's 53 players in that roster. If you divide it by three, bro, like they're only getting like, if you everybody got the equal pay, it'd be 2.8 something. So that's why, I mean, that's got to be the toughest sport to general manage. Because, like, if you get... And Dak's asking for $45 million. That's over... That's around 30% of his team's salary cap.
He's not even the best quarterback in his division.
He's not even a top half quarterback in the league. I don't think he's top 15 quarterback.
Nah, he's probably top 15. He's got to be. He's probably top 12. There's not that many great
He didn't beat the Eagles practice squad.
He's definitely top 12.
Yeah.
He's fucking
Oh, his numbers are insane. Yeah. His numbers are insane. They're inflated like a motherfucker. Though. Every time I play the Redskins, this dude just throws for fucking 4 touchdowns and like 400 yards.
You can't just show you that's a good team.
Yeah.
I mean, have they like they've been the same every year since he's been there? Pretty good, not great. Flirt with 9-7, 8-8, and 10-6. He doesn't make the big throws. He can't beat an Eagles practice squad. He has arguably a top 5 running back in the league, right? Zeke, top 5 running back in the league.
Top 3.
Yeah.
Who would you go? McCaffrey? No, McCaffrey. Not even close. McCaffrey's in his own world.
Him, McCaffrey, Saquon, and Zeke for me, bro.
Yeah.
Saquon had a terrible year.
Okay, but like potential wise, like
his offensive line's horrible.
And he's a monster.
And don't forget about Dalvin Cook.
I would not be surprised if Danny Dimes is better than Dak in a couple years.
Give our boy fucking Derrick Henry some more respect. He was the rushing leader last year.
Jeez, he's just Titans are just not talked
they
about.
They went on a fucking run too, dude. They were in the fucking AFC Championship. They
must have been to the fucking Super Bowl.
They were up 10-0 on the Chiefs.
Okay, I usually don't call out other sports media sources, but I'm sitting here on SportingNews.com, and they got Baker Mayfield as the 8th best quarterback in the league. Wow. That proves who you should listen to. All right.
Horrible. Wow, the source you got there.
Jesus Christ.
Jack's better than Baker.
It's got Trubisky at 14. Is this guy high?
Let's go.
Is this a real? I'm getting pranked. I'm getting pranked.
How old is that article, though?
Oh my god!
Yeah, how old is that article?
11 months old. But still.
Yeah, that was before last year. So yeah, that's understandable because Baker had a really good rookie year.
Yeah, I guess that's a little more reliable.
Did he break the rookie touchdown record?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He took the fuck off.
And then he just took a fucking nosedive. And his team got substantially better.
Yeah, I don't know what the fuck happened, but shit.
I got OBJ and Kareem Hunt, and he got worse.
Okay, so here's where the NFL gets in a little twist. If they cancel any games for Corona, all the money they lose from this season comes out of next year's salary cap.
They're not going to miss any games. They're going to start on Sunday.
It's still up in the air, dude.
Dude, basketball's about to start. Baseball's about to start. Football doesn't start until the end of August.
We got to think about this, too. Some of these NFL players might not want to play, like Kyrie. What if that starts happening in the NFL? What if that's combined with Corona? And you know how that stuff goes, man. I heard a lot of Cowboys players.
And Texans.
Yeah. Texans player got Rona. I mean.
Nah, football season's definitely going to start running.
That's still not 2 months away.
Yeah. The only thing that's going to be weird is going to be shortened preseason. And shortened OTAs. Because usually they're starting up like right around
So who does a shortened preseason benefit and who does it hurt?
It benefits teams that are like.
Definitely hurts the Buccaneers.
Yeah.
I don't know, how is he going to facilitate to all those guys?
Like, the Chiefs aren't going to miss a fucking beat, I'm sure. Yeah. Chiefs didn't change at all.
And they literally have the same team.
Yeah.
Yeah, good shot to repeat.
Yeah, very good shot.
I don't know, man. Those Ravens are dangerous now.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, but I feel like the Ravens are going to get worse. You can't really get better. They went 14-2 and still got bounced first round.
It's all about how you play in the playoffs, though.
Yeah, Lamar can't.
Come on, you have what? One bad playoff game?
Two.
It's like he's younger than Joe Burrow. Yeah.
How many bad games has Mahomes had?
Never had a bad game in his life.
Trailed in every single playoff game this year and came back every single one.
That's why he's the best quarterback in the league.
Texans, weren't they?
I think it was 24-3.
And they came back.
They smoked him 51.
Yeah, that offense was just fucking insane.
The Texans are good too, dude. Deshaun Watson.
Yeah, that defense is a little shaky.
They traded there his boy, bro.
Yeah, somehow they.
That was the worst trade ever.
DeAndre Hopkins.
That was such a silly trade.
It's very smart move.
The Cardinals better be legit this year, dude.
Too
bad they're in the hardest division. They're in the hardest division.
Division is tough. Seahawks and Niners.
Seahawks, Niners, Rams. That hurts, bro.
Not much you
do. That hurts. Who's picking up the boy Cap?
I feel like the Jaguars got to pick up Cap. You think, right?
Somebody is 100%
the Jets. Gardner Minshew is terrible.
Yeah, but they're trying to tank
for Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, or Justin Fields.
But I mean, I don't want to be that guy. But Cap's not good. He's a backup. He should be in the league.
Oh, he's a backup.
Oh, yeah. But he ain't a starter.
No, he's definitely a starter.
So I don't think the starting cap would.
But the way the NFL's
really
going,
change
like,
their
time, tank. Dude. Mobile quarterback, it's come.
He's definitely good enough.
He was before his time.
You think he moves the same still? It's been 4 years.
Yeah, but dude, how old is he? He's not even 30.
I bet you he's over 30.
He's probably 30. 31.
You think so?
Yeah, for sure.
He was young.
Sorry, look at
that. Actually, yeah, he's probably 30.
Right?
He's unless like, he made it to the Super Bowl when he was 26.
32.
32.
I mean, they say your prime is 25 to 32. They say that's your prime.
Well, quarterbacks is different. Tom Brady is 44.
But the style of his game has changed so much. His system could be QB. He's just mentally better.
He just throws 50 touchdowns this year.
He's just mentally better. It's not physical. It's mental. Tom Brady.
Someone's got to pick him up, though. I want it to be the Seahawks. Pete Carroll's not sure if
Pete Carroll was the one saying that you regret not picking him up.
Pick him up, dude. Russ gets hurt. Fits the system perfect.
Yeah.
You think teams are scared to pick him up because they think ticket sales might drop?
I don't think it's ticket sales. I think it's the drama, yeah. I think it's like he's going to always be getting interviewed.
Yeah.
After each game.
Especially now.
Yeah.
That'd be good for a low-market team like the Jags. I mean, I feel like Jags is the perfect fit. And because he can go in there and win that starting job.
It's not really a perfect fit. They're not going to be good.
But he's not going to go on a Super Bowl contending team.
Why not? As a backup?
Be a backup, yeah. Right. He's going to be a backup.
Think of teams that need a backup quarterback. The Seahawks.
I don't think a team is just going to start a guy who's been out of the game for 4 years without him seeing like anything.
Right.
A game before or something.
Yeah, he hasn't.
I don't know why Cap wasn't in the AFL during all this. Should have been training in the AFL, just dominating real league football.
He wanted too much money. There was reports about that.
Was it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same thing with the XFL.
I heard that's done now. Like, it's done. Corona just wiped it out.
Damn, that was kind of cool.
It was kind of cool.
Good try, Vince McMahon. 0 for 2 on that.
You can't do it without Johnny.
Thank God WWE is such a fucking killer. See Conor McGregor wants to fight him?
What's
his name? WWE match.
What?
He said the winner gets the ownership to the Billy Strut.
That's funny as fuck.
McGregor will for sure be in WWE one day.
Yeah,
it's impossible for him not to be.
He's got the perfect
personality. Yeah, he has a perfect personality. Yeah. Imagine when he grabs the microphone. That's the best part of like Raw. When people start talking, going on rants.
He's doing ultimate shit talking.
Yeah, he'd be so good. Come on, give me him versus Cena, baby.
Oh, for like one time. Is Cena still wrestling?
Yeah.
Really?
He just donated $1 million, too, to the movement.
All right, Bears fans, the most important topic in the NFL right now. Who we starting, Foles or Trubisky? Who we starting? BG.
I hope Mitch. Give him 4 games. Give him 4, last 4. Last year of the contract, give him 4 games.
But you can't.
See what he can do.
I feel like you can't just give somebody like a leash like that. You got to be all in on somebody. This division is fucking tough. This division is lethal. The Lions are going to be good. The Lions will beat the Packers at least once this year.
They won 3 games last year.
With no Stafford. And they got cheated against the Packers. The ref single-handedly cheated them.
You know last year against Packers, 2 games, the Packers never once, 1 minute in 2 games, they never once led the Lions. Both of them were game-winning field goals at the end of the game.
Really?
They never once led the Lions in 2 games last year.
That's messed up, man.
North of theirs.
The Packers were like the best worst team in the NFC last year.
Yeah,
that was the shakiest 13-3 I've ever seen.
Yeah, they were not good.
They beat the Redskins by 4.
They were not that good.
They got smashed by the Niners. Then in the playoffs, they got smashed by them again.
Did they upgrade that receiving corps?
No, they didn't draft a single receiver. They signed Funchess from the Colts. Like a fucking third string.
He went to Michigan. I mean, he's old now, though.
Yeah, they decided to draft Jordan Love as their first pick. In a very top-loaded wide receiver draft, they decided to take.
All right, so final take on the NFL. Will the first game be played on time, full capacity, everything running
normal? Full capacity, whoa.
Full capacity stadium?
No. Never.
No.
Not for a year at least. Right.
What are you guys thinking, 50?
Maybe.
I think zero.
Yeah, it could be zero.
No, you can't play football without fans. Trump already said it.
Actually, fuck
yeah, you can.
Dude.
I bet you they'll keep it at 50. I bet you they'll do it at 50.
Give them 100.
I think it's going to be 100, dude. I'm putting my money on 100.
100 fans?
100% capacity. Like, no limits on fans.
Yeah, bro. Football fans really don't care. If they open it up, it's over with. They're gone.
Yeah, they're gone. No one's going to think about that. They got to open it up first. And
yeah. Dana White of the UFC said the first chance they give him to give fans, he's opening up.
Yeah, 100%. I don't see why he wouldn't.
All right, let us know your thoughts and opinions on that. Will it be 100% capacity on opening day in the NFL?
Good shit.
All right, let's take it over to the NBA. Got one question. Did Kyrie pass the line? Did he go too far? Or is that, do you respect the decision? For him to say that, announce that publicly.
Nah, he didn't go too far, but
I just feel like his opinion really doesn't matter.
I just feel like it's a little shady just because he's injured.
Yeah, like, it'd be different if he was going to play. And yeah, I'm just like, saying this, but like, you weren't going to
play. He's like speaking
anyways.
For other guys, I mean, he's not even really in that spot. Right. Apparently, on the call when Kyrie said this was Chris Paul, KD, Dwight Howard, and Avery Bradley, and Donovan Mitchell. So, all those guys have playoff implications.
Chris Paul doesn't want to play?
I mean, he was just on the call when Kyrie said it. So, I know Dwight Howard said he's leaning towards not playing.
Donovan Mitchell is
already saying it sounds like
Chris Paul's going to 100% play, too. He's got, like, how many years left? And he gets a LeBron.
Yeah,
he's for sure playing. And he's voicing LeBron. And LeBron's definitely playing.
LeBron said they're playing.
Main question I have
is Pat Bev said, LeBron said they're playing.
Yeah.
Everyone's playing.
You know, LeBron's itching for a game. He's itching.
No, he's itching because he knows this is, like, his last, probably his best chance.
But here's my question. If some players do decide to sit out, what has to be done for them in order to play? Like, what has to be done in America for them to come back? Because, I mean, it's proven that it's taken years and years, hundreds of years, and it's still not fixed. So if they sit out,
is that a voided contract if you don't play?
It's got to be.
If you're not hurt or anything and you say you're not playing, do you get your salary? I don't know how that works.
I don't know how I ever see that.
No
way. I would
way
feel like you wouldn't, right?
No way.
Like, if you're not hurt or anything, you're just saying you're sitting out, like, I don't think you get paid for that.
I would not.
Actually, Kawhi probably gets paid.
I think you still get paid, though. Yeah, people sit out.
Kawhi gets load management, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, technically, yeah.
That's built into his contract, though. You know, that was actually a negotiation thing,
right? Yeah, it probably is built into his contract.
Yeah. For Kawhi, it was for sure with the Clippers. He literally said, like, I'm sitting out. Like, it's in my thing. I get to sit out every back-to-back. Nothing was funnier than when that back-to-back, and he was at the strip club. He didn't play that night. He was at the strip club flipping on her.
That was actually him? Was it in Toronto?
What a beast. No, that was this year in L.A.
Oh, in L.A.?
Yeah.
What a beast.
That shit was so fun.
Kawhi was doing that?
Kawhi sat out for a back-to-back, and he was on tour. He was on a strip club.
In the New Balance gear?
Yeah.
If you wear New Balance gear, the strip club, you're a baller. Straight baller.
If you're Kawhi Leonard, period, you're a fucking baller. He's a fucking robot.
I mean, so it looks like if Dwight Howard and Avery Bradley don't play for the Lakers, though, does that affect them?
No.
Does that affect their chances?
Listen.
A little?
Listen. No. If you're on the Lakers, you're playing. Because LeBron's going to sit Avery Bradley and Dwight down and be like, listen, boys.
You're fucking fine.
You want a fucking ring or not? Avery Bradley and Dwight, they're kind of big parts of that team, though. Coming off the bench?
Okay, the bench.
Yeah.
I know Dwight Howard has been playing pretty well.
He's having a good year.
Avery Bradley's actually. He's
a good defender.
He'd be good in the world.
It's a Kawhi stopper. Or Kawhi slow
down. Kind of. Slow down.
Yeah. Kawhi slow down.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. Clippers and six.
That is a take.
I'm taking Lakers in seven.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
God, game seven. Kawhi and LeBron.
LeBron's not losing.
They dropped 50 apiece at least.
Yeah. That'd be fucking nuts. That's what we need to see. Paul George. We're all dying to see.
Yeah, I know, right? And if Paul George decides to fucking play basketball one of these days. Because AD's Sign dropping that. 30. That's an automatic 30 from AD.
Nuts.
Will we see AD in a Bulls uniform by 2023?
Oh, yeah. I fucking hope so. God, wouldn't that be sick?
So. If the Lakers win at least one of these next 3 years, then I believe so, yeah.
What if they win this year? He's on a contract. He's like, all right, I got my room with Brown. Let me go to Shy now.
That'd be sick, too.
God, that'd be so awesome.
And here's a hot take. Here's a tough question. Will NBA's players' voices be heard if they sit out more or if they play more? Which one will make their voice be heard more?
Well, LeBron's voice is going to be heard the most, no matter what.
Yeah, I feel like the NBA kind of is just run by LeBron.
Yeah, you just got to do what LeBron does. What is Kawhi? Has Kawhi said anything?
Kawhi's not saying shit.
Dude doesn't say anything.
When it's time to play, he'll go out and fucking play. He's just not going to say anything. That's why he's a beast.
Dude, it's so sick, right?
Do you guys think every single team will wear the Black Lives Matter t-shirt every game?
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, it's got to be a gift.
Or the I Can't Breathe ones can come back.
Not NASCAR, sorry.
Yeah.
I still can't believe that dude quit because of the Confederate flag.
See, the NASCAR tweeted at him. Fried him. NASCAR official Twitter tweeted back at that guy.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd they say?
Fried him, bro. It was so funny. They were like, I'm sure your 12 fans will miss you or something.
That's funny.
Oh, no. I think they said, oh, we weren't even aware that you were still part of the...
This is a great article I'm reading right now by TheUndefeated.com. Makes a really good point. Guys like LeBron, James Harden, Lillard, and Zion can really use their ads while they play in the playoffs, like use their sponsors to put out messages, I mean, wear the stuff, talk to the cameras. They really get a lot more money if they play to raise awareness.
Right.
Think about it that way. If they don't play, I mean...
The word's just going to get out more.
Yeah.
They're already promoting it. Things are promoting it.
I mean, that's just my opinion. I'm not in their shoes. It's got to be tough for some players. Everybody has different backgrounds, but I still think it would be more beneficial and help the cause more if they played it. Right. Everybody played.
1,000%. People need it right now, dude. They need sports. My brother said he watched Bags on ESPN for 2 hours the other day.
Those guys are funny. Those guys are actually funny.
They four hole
every time. They're so good.
Four hole every time.
They play indoors, bro. No win, you know?
I don't think they matter, man. These guys are fucking legit.
They're insane.
So, do you guys think these WNBA's coming back? Who cares? Yeah, we won't be talking about that.
Yeah, you're going to cut
that. Yeah, don't think I'm going to miss this WNBA.
So, do you guys think any NBA player sits out? Who's healthy? What's your over-under on players sitting out?
I'm going to go under 5.
Under 3.
Yeah, under 5 or 3.
I'm going to give it a full squad. I'm going to give it 12.
What?
Yeah.
No shot.
Dude, some bums.
Any team in the top 4.
Guys will use this, like, who don't play, as, like, an advertisement. Oh, the 14th guy off the bench on the Heat's not playing.
No,
what's his name now?
If you're going to Orlando, you're playing.
Yeah.
Then don't go to Orlando.
No, I mean, like, the teams that are in Orlando are playing.
They're all,
yeah,
every team's going to play. Every single guy's going to play. If you're not hurt, you're playing.
Yeah.
We shall see, people. The NBA took a little
somebody
twist
on the
on
Heat's
us.
Definitely not sitting, bro. Jimmy Butler's their captain, dude. He'll fucking beat his ass.
Why would they, I don't get why would they want to sit.
Yeah, this is not going to change anything.
Alright, let's take it over to the biggest mess in professional sports and the biggest embarrassment I've seen out of an organization in years. The MLB.
God.
Terrible.
So bad.
Fucking rocks for
Brian. They might go extinct.
Alright, so 2 days ago on Saturday, the MLB Players Union rejected a 72-game plan at 70% guaranteed pay. So, I really don't know if that's a good deal or a bad deal, but every deal is not good for the Players Association. They don't like any deal they've been offered.
Same thing with the owners, though. don't like any deal that the players counter with.
Yeah, I mean, why is it that they want more playoff games?
More viewing. So the owners want the least amount of regular season games because that's the least amount of viewings. No one really watches regular season games. Think of how many regular season games you really watch.
The reason, I think...
The players want more regular season games?
Yeah.
I think
they want more money.
Another big reason why these percentages aren't 100% is because they're only paying them 70% guaranteed, because in October and November, it's going to be the most sports ever at once. It's going to be the NBA, the NFL, college football, hockey. I mean, there's just going to be everything's going on at once. It's like you have to pick and choose.
Yeah.
I mean, baseball is not America's sport anymore. It's obviously football now. So if Yankees Red Sox is on Sunday and Buccaneers Rams is on Sunday, I think a lot of people are going to be watching that.
It's football, baby. Definitely watching Bucks Rams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm picking football.
You think I give a fuck about a Yankees Red Sox regular season game?
Yeah.
The fuck right. Do I care about that?
These regular season numbers are going to be down. The longer they wait, the lower they're going to be, too.
No, I was thinking, if they have a 42-game season, someone might bet 400 in a regular season.
Easily.
Sure. And
easily.
Somebody might have a 42-game hit streak where they get a hit every single regular season game.
That'd be nice. You almost got to treat that like a tournament.
Baltimore will probably be my trust.
Honestly, right? Compared to what, like,
they're
playing?
Yeah, it's like a tournament compared to what they're usually playing.
Dude, I almost played more high school games than that.
Oh, that's crazy.
I'm throwing Garrett Cole out there every day in 42-game season.
Yeah, right. So.
Guys, like, no, it's going to be the big bullpen arms that you'll be the most interesting to see how they're used. Like, Hader, he's probably going to appear in every game. Mom, really? Not playing. What does he need to be in the minors for? He throws 105 now.
Yeah, that was a second-round pick.
That was a third-round pick.
Yeah, the first dude played for Jackie Robinson.
Yeah, at Howard, he won't. He's too young.
He's not going to play.
Right? Yeah.
It's fucking 18.
Dude, you know, he played against Daniel, my little brother.
Actually?
Yeah.
Where? How?
When Daniel was playing for that travel ball team, they played that team. That
really?
Jackie Robinson team. Yeah.
And they get demolished?
Like, by 20. Nothing but doubles. And Daniel's team was really good.
Really?
Yeah. And that team just shit on him.
Yeah, a team used to practice for us at Mount Carmel for Luke Collier Stars, and they were just, they're a different breed.
Yeah, Daniel texted me, he's like, dude that got drafted was one of the kids on the team that I played. I was like, what? Is this kid in that game in Lansing? I was like, yeah. That was a little, like, Jesus.
But yeah, with the Cubs third round pick, the guy that throws 105, you gotta get him in now, because I don't know how long it's gonna last. That's not normal. The guy throws 105, right? I don't think, he can't.
I don't know, he sits at like 101, though.
I don't think he can maintain that for however long.
My guess is he's wild as fuck.
Yeah.
You see the other guy the Sox drafted? Faced 34 batters in high school. Struck out 32.
Yeah, he was 2020 Gator Player of the Year.
Yeah.
The Sox drafted that guy?
Yeah, second round.
But we had to tank our last three picks for him.
I'm not sure. Before the high school season got... Yeah, 34 batters. 32. Strikeout. Zero hits.
What a beast.
What a fucking monster.
What a beast.
Obviously going to take a hit on people watching MLB because they're mad. People are going to not watch any with the MLB, think it's childish. How long does this affect the MLB's ratings?
No way. 9,000?
What?
School corporation, though. So does that mean, like, Kaler and all that, too?
Oh, I am in middle school.
But still, that's a lot. That's
what?
Only three middle schools.
Lake Central, does Lake Central have 9,600 kids?
Yeah, that's not a whole school system.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, think, but that's still shit.
I think 3,700 go to high school. Or no, 34, 37. I know it's like 800, 900 class.
That is fucked. 800? You know, you definitely not even normal with those motherfuckers.
Yeah, dude, fuck that.
That's not where you fucking know all of them.
You know how many beasts if I went to Lake Central that could have just been absolute animals at Hanover, but they never even got a shot?
Oh, yeah, that's fine. There's so many. Yeah, dude.
And
it's so hard to make sports.
All right, what team benefits the most from a 42-game season? Gotta be the Tigers, right? Gotta be the worst team in the league.
No.
I feel like that's what it comes
down to. Still suck.
That's what it comes down to, dude.
How would that...
It comes down to starting pitching. Because now I think the starting pitchers, what, they're only going
to... If I'm a manager, I'm not taking my starter out until he's struggling. Like, I'm not making these strategical moves in the 42-game season. Like, stay steady for as long as we can. Hold on.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm doing the same thing. Have them all 100% fully juiced up for the postseason.
It's 42 games. They're going to be juiced up regardless.
Are they actually only playing 42, though?
That was the last. That's what's most.
The last offer?
I don't see the MLB season being over 60 games. It's already mid-June, dude. We should be almost halfway to... We should be 75 games in right now.
They're not even going to have a season.
You know what the just craziest part...
Everyone makes it.
You know what makes this 10 times
damn,
worse?
Yeah, at this point, just having fucking... Seven,
what makes this 10 times worse is the players' association with the owner's agreement ends next year.
Yeah, there's going to be a strike for
there's
sure.
There's definitely going to be a probably another strike, blackout. We're not going to see the MLB normal again, I don't think, for about... 7-8 years.
Why does the MLBPA like have such like a voice in?
It's the strongest union in America, literally.
MLB players don't fuck around, bro.
Damn.
They get paid whatever they want.
They're like running shit. Like they just.
Say, Garrett Cole just signed a $300 million contract and he only pitches 25 games a year.
Yeah.
Like, let that sink in.
Baseball money's stupid money, bro.
Hey, you're gonna play 25 games. Here's $300 million.
For 25 games.
What if he gets hurt? They're fucked. They're so fucked.
And if the MLB comes back, is everybody going to have to pay to watch for, like, their team? Is everybody going to have to pay, like...
Is that a real thing?
I don't know. Are they just going to play on the news, like normal, like, play on the regular channels?
You Cubs play, Darren. You got to buy Cubs Network.
No, my dad already bought the channel down.
You already bought them for the fucking package?
No, we can't buy anything.
Really?
Yeah. It was on like some, I forgot what it was called. I was like,
it'll be included in some cable packages.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, we'll end on this. 42 game season. Who's your MVP? Who's your Cy Young?
Mike Trout.
MVP.
Garrett Cole.
MVP Trout.
Actually, no. Garrett Cole is a tough division. Mike Trout for sure MVP though. I'm going as a homer here, boys. Lucas.
Who?
Lucas.
Lucas Giolito?
He's a beast, bro.
He's a fucking animal.
Him and Tim Anderson are going to have some big wake-up calls, I think. I think they're both going to have...
Nah, you're years. Just a fucking Tim Anderson hater, bro. He's batting 300 again. The dude's a beast. Face the fact.
With 45 errors in 42 games.
I'm not worried about that. I'm worried about what he hits.
Fucking
dude batted 335 last year. Led the league in the average.
Yeah,
I hope Blake Snell's ERA is 100. I hope he gets hit in the face by a ball. Blake Snell.
He might not even play.
Yeah, we don't need Blake Snell.
He's definitely not playing. That dude has already made it known that he's not playing for West.
All right, do teams play more small ball or less small ball in the 42-game season?
More. Every win counts.
I feel like stolen base percentage is going to be way up. You just got to go. A guy like... Frank Gore could really have a huge impact in a short season like this. I mean, every single year he just gets picked up by a random playoff team and just steals bases. Imagine if he had that 42 games.
I thought you were talking about Frank Gore. The
yeah, yeah. Yeah, that was a curveball, man.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. He's been in the MLB, like, somewhat for, like, 8 years now. He's, like, 0 for 28. People just get him in September to run. And he
it's
just
like
sits
Hamilton,
in the minors.
Bill Hamilton
does a ball, he started for the Royals last year.
Billy Hamilton fucking blows.
Yeah, I mean, that's
the
swing.
Hype did not fucking pan out.
That's swing.
The dude
Billy
can't bat
over
240.
Okay.
He's a leadoff hitter. And he strikes out.
I'm going to go Christian Yelich, MVP.
Oh, God. I fucking hate that fucking stroke, too.
Awesome.
And I'm going to go Walker Buehler, Cy Young.
That's a good pick. He had a great
those are my picks. Yelich coming off the injury. He's going to be mad. I wonder if Yelich plays in that wild card game. I wonder if the Brewers win. Could change history. Astros may never get caught. You know what sucks about this 42-game season? We can't peg the Astros now.
Yeah,
it counts too much, man. It's too important.
Yeah, You think teams like the Tigers and the Royals aren't going
to
drill there?
Yeah, we need teams like the Tigers and the Royals to really step up here. We need you. I mean, I want Altuve the hardest.
Nah, I want Bregman the hardest.
Dude, Altuve ran around the base with the peace. I have a peace on.
Oh, Bregman looked at the reporter in the face and said, "I don't know. Maybe I knew a pitch was coming." And then he got up and walked away. Like a piece of shit.
Oh,
you never seen that video?
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, God, let me show you this. It's going to piss you off so much.
I mean, how is Shoeless Joe never able to play again, but Altuve just gets a slap on the wrist? Unbelievable, man. The most disgusting thing I've ever seen in my lifetime in pro sports, what the Astros did. What's even more messed up is I guess like 8 teams were doing it.
Yeah, it all started with
other teams were doing it besides them?
The Red Sox were doing it.
It all started with Carlos Beltran. He was the one who told the Astros to start doing it when he was on the team.
Yeah, there was one stat, like Kershaw threw 45 curveballs, not one swing and miss from the Astros. Coincidence? I think not. All right, guys. Sports world still kind of in a weird place. Kind of just holding our breath now. Hope nothing bad tomorrow happens. Let's hope we have a clear day.
I don't know what's
going to happen nowadays. My prediction for MLB's games played this year, regular season, is 54. What do you got, BG? End on that.
Maybe 70.
You going with 70? Dar?
60 tops.
There you have it. Seems like we're going to be talking about the MLB less and less and the NBA and NFL more and more because MLB's heading down a slippery slope, and I don't see it getting better anytime soon. So stay in there, sports fans. Stay sticky. We'll see you soon.